Hi, it's Guy Raz with the TED Radio Hour, and here's a preview of what we're working on for next week's show. It's about hacking, but not the kind of hacking you might think. We're going to talk with TED speakers who've come up with ways to hack into your brain, into our atmosphere, even into the animal kingdom.
De-extinction is a hack in a way. The ability to basically edit the genes from extinct species into the genomes of a closely related living species and basically turning that living species into the extinct species.
I can't be the first one to say it, Stuart, but I mean, this sounds Jurassic Park-y.
Happily, Jurassic Park is about dinosaurs because it's a negative story, all those velociraptors. And dinosaurs are not candidates because they've been gone for 36 million years, and the oldest DNA that we found 700,000 years. The good thing about Jurassic Park is it taught a generation of people who are now of professional age that bringing something back from extinction is a cool thing to consider and maybe not out of the question.
Now, suppose that space aliens arrived on, maybe they're going to land at the UN headquarters down the road here, or maybe they'll pick a smarter spot. But suppose they arrive and they give you a box. And the box has two knobs. One knob is the knob for controlling global temperature. Maybe another knob is a knob for controlling CO2 concentrations. You might imagine that we would fight wars over that box because we have no way to agree about where to set the knobs. We have no global governance. And different people will have different places they want it set. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. It's not very likely. But we're building that box. The scientists and engineers of the world are building it piece by piece in their labs, even when they're doing it for other reasons, even when they're thinking they're just working on protecting the environment. They have no interest in crazy ideas like engineering the whole planet. They develop science that makes it easier and easier to do. And so I guess my view on this is not that I want to do it. I do not. But that we should move this out of the shadows and talk about it seriously, because sooner or later we'll be confronted with decisions about this, and it's better if we think hard about it, even if we want to think hard about reasons why we should never do it.
The idea of altering cognitive abilities, altering personality, is within our reach now. This will then usher what is being called as the era of cosmetic brain surgery, where you will have the possibility of having neurosurgical procedures not to cure a problem, but rather to enhance the performance of a particular cognitive attribute or behavioral attribute.
That was neuroscientist Andres Lozano, plus de-extinction pioneer Stuart Brand, and climate scientist David Keith, all on the next TED Radio Hour, available on Friday, August 9th from NPR.